Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the week with me, Sam Stevens. And we have news of another managerial sacking in the Premier League, but more on that shortly, as we begin with Pep Guardiola's Manchester City moving back to second in the table after beating Villa at the Etihad. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
But it was very comfortable for Manchester City this afternoon. Roll on Wednesday against Arsenal. Manchester City 3, Aston Villa 1.
Yeah, really good. The team played really good. Second half better than the first. The game was completely under control. And unfortunately, we conceded a goal avoidable again. But in general, it was a really good game. I'm satisfied. Many, many games to play. A star. But the way we play, the way we are going to play, sometimes it's better.
Onto the boot room with Alex Crook, Darren Ambrose and Adebayo Akinfenwa.
I've been in situations, I've been at football clubs where we've been in administration, we've not been getting paid, and you come together as players. I wonder if they do as Man City. You come together, you have individual meetings, you have meetings with the team, and it galvanises you. You do your job on the pitch, because that, as football players, as the coaching staff, that's all you can do, to be honest.
Some possible bad news for Manchester City. It looks like Erling Haaland is facing a fitness test before the game against Arsenal on Wednesday. The striker was subbed during their win against Aston Villa today. Pep Guardiola said he thinks he's not injured, but says tomorrow we will see.
And here's the Villa boss, Unai Emery.
And the second half, we were speaking about try to forget the result, try to continue in our work to improve and trying to be competitive like we were being. The last match we played away, and I think the second half was different. Italy, maybe they changed something as well, and they were maybe pushing less than the first half, but we played it better, we scored one goal, and I think it was very different. But today they deserve to win, and we have to take a lot of information from the match for us and to use the next matches.
Manchester United are just 5 points off league leaders Arsenal after scoring two late goals to beat Leeds at Elland Road. Here's the United boss, Erik ten Hag.
Leeds were relentless at the start of the first and the second half, but they come away with absolutely nothing here at Elland Road. Manchester United goes second in the table. Full-time, it's Leeds United 0, Manchester United 2.
It's what I said before the game. We want to play better football, more composed. That's always the objective, and I think the first hour we didn't do that well on the ball. But we fight, and we were much better in that perspective as last Wednesday, when they win a lot of challenges, second balls. Can't be the case. If you want to find your way in a game, especially in a derby, you have to be ready. You have to be ready for the game, prepared for that, give the energy in, and in the moment, yeah, you win such duels, and you can pass out, and you can play football.
Listen, I'm not saying that over the years Manchester United have spent a shoestring, and they spent money to back Ten Hag in the summer, but you look at the amount of money that Chelsea have spent, you look at where Liverpool were last season in terms of competing at one stage for a possible quadruple. Manchester United are 15 points ahead of Chelsea, 17 points ahead of Liverpool. Mm. If you'd have told me that when they got hammered at Brentford in the second game of the season, I'd have thought you were bonkers. And actually, crucially, because I'm not going to say that United are in a title race, because I think it is too early in their development, but they're 7 points clear of Tottenham. Tottenham fifth, having played the same number of matches. I mean, the top four should be nailed on from here.
Leeds 0, Manchester United 1. Who scored it? There's only one answer to that, isn't there? Marcus Rashford has got his 12th goal of the season.
It's the best I've seen him look in terms of his physique. He just looks raring to go. I mean, last season, okay, for me, it was a bit of a blip. I think he's scoring lots of goals, maybe 4 Premier League goals last season. But this season, he's come back so strong. And he's he's dealt with adversity. He's dealt with the criticism. There was people saying maybe it's time for he leaves Manchester United. I don't think any of us in here said that. I think we all backed him to come back stronger. But credit to Erik ten Hag.
And here's the Leeds interim manager, Michael Scubala.
I think we showed tactically that we can set up a team to do well against one of the top sides in the league, one of the top six sides in the league. And I think that if we set the team up right and we do well, I think we can pick a point to stay in this league for sure.
Chants about historic tragedies at today's Manchester United-Leeds game have been condemned by both clubs. Fans in the home end at Ellen Road mentioned the 1958 Munich air disaster, whilst references to Leeds fans being killed in Turkey in 2000 were heard in the away end.
Nathan Jones has been sacked by Southampton after just 3 months in charge as manager. The club lie bottom of the Premier League after losing to 10-man Wolves at the weekend. Here's Southampton club legend Francis Benali reacting to the dismissal.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Southampton Football Club have confirmed this morning they parted company with their first team manager, Nathan Jones. A statement on their website says first team coaches Chris Cohen and Alan Sheehan have also left the club.
There were reasons and decisions why his appointment was made. It was a key one to make at the time because the window and 5 or 6 week period, whatever it was through the World Cup, where the decision was made to let Ralph go and he came in and had time to work with the squad. We haven't seen that bounce that we see with so many managers. Sean Dyche has gone in and had an instant impact. Lobotegu, who's gone into Wolves, has had an impact and turned their fortunes around from when he joined about the same time as Nathan Jones. That hasn't been the case for Saints and Nathan, you know, and you need that reaction, that change. And we just haven't seen it at Saints. So clearly that decision has been made, albeit maybe a difficult one, but easy in some ways, given the results we've seen and what has probably been some difficult interviews to watch a man clearly under pressure, but an emotional guy who's trying to do his best.
Relationship between manager and supporters got off to a rocky start, never really recovered, and it quite quickly became toxic. I think he was a manager who polarised the fan base, united the fan base because they were all against him by the end, but he certainly polarised opinion with his pre and post-match ramblings. There was that incredible press conference that he gave after defeat at Brentford last week when he declared himself one of the best managers in Europe last season.
I think Nathan Jones was definitely going to take that club down. If you look at the home form, it's truly unbelievable. I saw a stat, Daddy. Like this is painful. Like this is going to shock even you. 11 Premier League managers have got at least 1 point at St Mary's this season. Nathan Jones is not one of them, despite being the manager of Southampton.
Yeah, that's a stat and a half, isn't it?
So 11 managers have got at least a point.
That's actually incredible.
At St Mary's, yeah. And Nathan Jones isn't one of them. Like, do you know, on some level, I rate the way that the Southampton ownership have dealt with this situation. Because the easiest thing to do is to persevere. And
I get that, they but made they the gave mistake. Him the job, yeah.
No, they made the mistake. Mm. And I'm sure, and simply by sacking him, they've had to hold their hands up and acknowledge that they are at fault for giving him the job in the first place. But they've been decisive and they've got rid of him, which I think is impressive because we exist in an era where giving managers time, it's the clever thing to do, apparently.
Frank Lampard does have admirers in the boardroom at Southampton. And you look at what he did at Everton last season, he did unite the fan base. And that's what is needed now because the Southampton fans, very unhappy with the direction of travel. If he could come in and be that sort of firefighter until the end of the season, that might not be the worst appointment in the world. And listen, I've been a big critic of Frank Lampard, but maybe you're right. Maybe with that experience he got at Everton, maybe he could be a contender.
Everton faced Liverpool tonight, live and exclusive on Talk Sport. Sean Dyche's men are full of confidence following their win over Arsenal last weekend. Defender James Tarkowski has told Talk Sport that the Merseyside derby is a great chance to show what they can do.
Onana is out there, header is from Tarkowski, and they've scored! They've done it, they've made the breakthrough, Everton rolled the dice, and all of a sudden they're taking their chance!
Sometimes the pressure can be off a little bit when you're underdogs, but I think we've just got to go game by game, and there's no bigger game to go than go to Anfield away in the Merseyside derby, so we look forward to it. We're preparing hard, we're preparing well, and I'm really excited to get there on Monday and go and perform as a team, because we're really pleased with where we are as a team right now, and it's a chance for us to go and build again. We want to go and win. We're not just there just to perform. We do want to go and win games, and it only starts again on Monday when we go there.
Hello, I'm Laura Woods, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom,
like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
England have their first win under new coach Steve Borthwick, beating Italy 31-14 in Rugby Union's Six Nations at Twickenham. The host scored 5 tries and also gained a bonus point. Here's Borthwick's reaction speaking after the match.
I think there was certainly positive steps forward, some small steps forward. I think, and credit to the players for working really hard to make those improvements. We're trying to rebuild this team, and I think we've took some steps forward in that regard over these first few weeks. There's plenty to improve upon. I thought ultimately I think we left some chances out there. I think our ruck speed could have been better. I think you saw it was recognisable when our ruck speed went up. We stressed the defence more. When our ruck speed slowed down, we didn't. So I think we've got to make sure we're consistent improvement in that regard. And ultimately, again, we conceded some opportunities to the opposition late in the game, and we'll have a good look at why, because that's 2 weeks running now. We were in a winning position late in the game last week and didn't let it slip. So we'll have a good look at that and make sure we're better for that in our next game.
Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget that it's the Merseyside Derby tonight, live on TalkSport. Coverage gets underway from 6 p.m. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning when Andy Goldstein returns. But until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.